Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on the dark side swing push method, built for jungle and old school drum and bass with that tense, forward leaning, slightly unstable energy. This one is all about groove psychology. We're not just making drums swing, we are making the track feel like it's constantly trying to tip forward without actually falling apart. That's the dark side thing. The breakbeat leans back, the ghost notes and bass nudges push ahead. Then we resample the whole movement so the groove becomes audio, and once it's audio, we can chop it, warp it, flip it, and turn it into new sections. That's the key idea here. Timing contrast plus resampling equals movement you can actually arrange with. Start by setting the session to 174 BPM. Build three groups right away: drums, bass, and FX or prints. I want you thinking in systems, not just loops. If you set this up cleanly now, you'll move much faster later. Advanced workflow is really just repeatable workflow. In the drums group, load a break that already has some attitude. Amen. Think. Hot pants, funky drummer, or a darker chop derivative all work well. Keep it in beats mode so the transients stay sharp. If the break gets too stretched or too smeared, you lose the definition that makes this method work. Now build a two-bar loop and start creating tension inside the timing. This is where the swing-push method begins to breathe. Let the main snare hit sit a little behind the grid, not massively late, just enough to feel grounded and heavy. Then push certain ghost hats, snare pickups, and tiny percussion hits slightly ahead of the beat. Those early hits create anticipation, like the beat is leaning into the next moment. If you want a starting point, try subtle groove settings in the 55-57% swing range, with groove amount somewhere around 20-45%. That gives you feel without making the loop sound obviously swung. You want hidden lean, not cartoon shuffle. Also, don't quantize everything. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. In dark jungle and old school D&B, the magic is in the contrast between anchored and restless elements. If every hit lands perfectly, the loop can sound clean but lifeless. Next, add a push layer. This is the part that really makes the method special. Build a second percussion layer using closed hats, rim clicks, small snare ghosts, and tiny metallic ticks. Program these to work against the break, not just alongside it. Some can land just before the snare, some right after the kick, and some can cluster before fills. These are the accents that make the groove feel like it's trying to escape the grid. A nice basic chain for this layer is auto-filter with a high pass somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, then a little saturator, then a light echo if you want space and pressure. Keep the delay subtle. Low feedback. Short sync values like 1/16 or .1/8. You're not washing the groove out, you're adding pressure around the edges. This is one of those spots where I want you to think like a drummer and a mixer at the same time. The break is the body. The push layer is the nervous system. Now bring in the bass, and this is important. The bass should answer the drums, not fight them. Build two bass layers. One is your sub. Keep it clean, mono, and disciplined. Operator or a simple sine-style wave-eatable patch is perfect. The other is your mid or res layer, where you can get more aggressive, distorted, or animated. For the sub, keep the note length simple. Short stabs for punch, longer notes for rolling phrases. For the mid layer, use saturation, filter movement, or even resampled audio if you want more character. The bass should leave space for the break to speak. If the bass fills every gap, the whole track turns to mush. If it answers selectively, the groove gets huge. A good way to phrase it is call and response. Let the drums state the rhythm, then let the bass reply. Sometimes the bass should come in after a snare. Sometimes it should hold back and let a break flurry breathe. Sometimes a tiny slide or overlap will be enough to make the phrase feel alive. And now we get to the heart of the workflow. Resampling. Route the drums group, or the drums plus selected bass layers, to a new audio track set to resample. Record a full 8-bar pass. Don't just keep everything as MIDI. Print it. This is where the groove stops being an idea and becomes material. Why is that so useful? Because once the timing relationship is committed to audio, you can hear whether the groove actually works. You can also slice that print into fills, resets, and turnarounds. Then audio print becomes a sample pack from your own track. Try printing a dry version first, then a processed version with drum bus, saturator, EQ8, maybe a little utility to keep the low end controlled. Then maybe a transition version with a filter move or an echo throw. These different prints give you options without rebuilding the whole idea. For the processed print, a simple chain might be EQ8 to trim mud around 200 to 350 Hz. Then drum bus with moderate drive, light crunch, and boom either very subtle or off. Then saturator with soft clip-on, and utility if you need to mono the low end. You want density, not destruction. If the snare loses its crack, back off. Once you've recorded the print, start slicing it. You can drop it into simpler in slice mode or chop it manually in the arrangement. Create a 1-bar fill. Create a 2-beat turnaround. Create a half-bar snare roll. Create a stuttered pre-drop pickup. This is where the swing push method becomes arrangement language. A really useful trick is to cut a final kick or ghost snare slightly early to push into the next phrase, or leave a tiny 1/16 gap before the downbeat. That small silence can hit harder than another drum hit. In dark DNB, missing space is often more powerful than added density. Now think about the 8-bar and 16-bar structure. In a lot of jungle and old-school DNB, the groove needs to evolve without losing identity. So maybe bars 1 to 8 establish the core loop. Bars 9 to 16 add more bass response or a second percussion layer. Bars 17 to 24 introduce a chopped print, a reverse fragment, or a filtered bass mute. Then you reset hard on bar 25 with a clean drop or a clipped reverse into the snare. That's the mindset. Phrase by phrase, not loop by loop. Use automation to frame the groove. A little filter close down before the drop. A short increase in echo feedback for a transition hit. A touch more drum bus drive on the final bar of a phrase. These little moves make the whole section feel like it's tightening its grip. And here's an advanced teacher note. Think in layers of intent, not just layers of sound. One layer should anchor the bar. One layer should lean forward. One layer should fray the edges. If everything is trying to create momentum, the groove stops feeling intentional. Contrast is what creates that dark side tension. Also, keep some transients clean. A few untouched hits inside a dirty loop make the heavy hits feel heavier. If every transient is saturated, clipped, delayed, or thickened, the ear stops noticing the difference. Another big one. Treat timing offsets like mixed decisions. A hit pushed early creates excitement. A hit pulled back creates weight. If the bass and drums are both early, the track can feel rushed. If both are late, it sags. That balances the craft. Once you have a groove you like, duplicate it and never touch the duplicate. Keep one reference loop in the session. That stable version is your comparison point when you start mangling prints and chopping variations. It saves you from overworking the idea until the original feel is gone. Now let's talk variation strategy. Instead of just changing notes, change density. Make one sparse print with fewer ghosts and cleaner transients. Make one tight version with a standard push-pull feel. Make one fractured version with extra edits, reverses, and stutters at the end of phrases. That gives you movement without needing a whole new drum pattern. You can also use different swing amounts per drum family. Let the hats swing more. Keep the snare ghosts lighter. Keep kick support nearly straight. That usually feels more believable than giving every element the exact same groove. And don't forget the power of silence. Drop a ghost hit. Remove a hat cluster. Pull the bass out for half a beat before the drop. In this style, a missing piece can feel more forceful than another added layer. For darker, heavier DNB, use resampled break reversals as tension triggers. Even a tiny reversed slice before a snare can make the whole section feel haunted. A ghost reese layer can sit very low and only appear in the gaps, widening the track without cluttering it. And if you want grit, use clipping as a character choice, not as an accident. Compare it against bypass. Make sure it's helping the groove, not flattening it. A great practice move is to build one 8-bar loop in 10 to 20 minutes. Choose a break. Add ghost hats and rim clicks. Build a mono sub line with a few short notes and one held answer note. Add a reese or mid bass that only plays on the last two beats of bars 2 and 4. Resample the drums and bass interaction. Slice the print into one fill, one reverse pickup, and one stutter turnaround. Then automate a filter close down in the last bar and read open it on the drop. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for a groove that feels like it's pushing forward while dragging that dark jungle weight behind it. So to recap the whole method, build timing contrast, not just swing. Commit the groove to audio through resampling. Keep the sub clean and mono. Let the mid bass and drums carry more character. Slice the print into fills and switch ups. And always remember, the magic in dark DNB is the push-pull between human break feel and machine-like forward drive. If you want to level this up even further, make three versions of the same groove, one cleanest, one heaviest, and one most broken. Same core break source, same identity, but different density and different print treatment. That gives you a mini toolkit of loops that feel like different moments in the same track or the same set. That's the lesson. Build the lean, print the motion, chop the result, and let the groove feel like it's alive, unstable, and locked in all at once.